Welcome to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm Sue Wagner here today with E.J. Soft, and he is the Director of Operations for the North Florida Community Center. I think I have that name correct?
Close. It was the North Central Florida Community Center.
There you go.
Formerly the YMCA.
Formerly the YMCA, located in Northwest Gainesville, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
So when did it change?
So it recently just changed, I would say, probably close to a year ago. Within that year, we decided to transition from the YMCA to the North Central Florida Community Center. The reason for that, we were given two options, essentially. We either disaffiliated from the YMCA and became our own branch, or we became, or we shut down completely. So our board of directors, they decided that they saw the value in the place, and so they decided to transition into a community center. And so that's what we've been up until this point now.
And so you already had the building, so it's not like you had to pursue a brand new building to
continue
with this organization.
Correct. So the building we had, the building, essentially what the YMCA was for us was just a name and a logo. There was things that certain guidelines that we had to follow for the YMCA. And because of that, you know, we weren't allowed to do certain things within the community, or if we were, we had to have it in a certain way, a certain format. And that's just because, you know, it's a franchise. It's a nonprofit franchise. But really, you know, they're, again, we just transition from them because, again, our board saw the value in the building and saw the value that we could bring to the community if we decided to transition.
So how do you raise money for this facility?
So we raise money through donations and membership. We still have a membership base because we are a health and wellness club, but we also do donations as well. So through that, that's kind of how we raise money. And now what we've done is we've, some of those spaces that we do have, because it's such a massive building, we rent out spaces as well. So those are kind of our financial areas of where we raise money at.
That's cool. So what kind of memberships do you have?
So we have family memberships, we have adult memberships, we have student memberships, and we have pool and pickleball memberships. So yeah,
everyone has pickleball.
I know.
What is the deal with pickleball?
No, it's a hot item. It's a hot item.
So you actually have courts there?
Yes, we do. So typically our pickleball courts, they open up mostly on Wednesdays. They have a lot of events on Wednesdays. Because we also rent out the court to Rad Sports. Rad Sports was formerly at Celebration Point, but now they're at our location.
So it's another source of income for you guys, too.
Correct. Yes, ma'am. So, but those memberships for the adults, we offer one adult, and then your partner, spouse, or whomever can join on free as well. And then we have a family membership where whoever signs up to five people can be on that membership as well. So we're just trying to appeal to a lot of the families, a lot of the smaller families that may be growing, you know, just trying to reach out to a bunch of families to really boost up our memberships.
So do you have like fitness classes and such?
Yes, ma'am. We have yoga classes. We have pool classes, some exercise pool classes. That's a big hit.
Do you teach little babies to swim?
We have. So a lot of what we do, we partner with different organizations. So if somebody can do it better than we can, we bring them in. So we've had ISR, which is someone that teaches younger children how to swim, kind of in the infant, like 3 month range. So that's
really
somebody,
that
yeah.
young.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So that's somebody separate. But then we do have our own swim classes as well. So really, I mean, our facility, yes, we're a health and wellness organization, but on top of it too, we collaborate with different partners and organizations to try to provide a lot more resources than just health and wellness. You know, we try to do some financial literacy things here and there. We're working with First Federal to try to get something together to where, you know, we bring in financial literacy, or they provide information with financial literacy. We've had Meridian, I think they changed their name as well. It's like Meridian Health.
I think so, yes.
Yeah, so Meridian Health, they come in and they table and they provide information. We've had just different organizations come through our building to provide just different resources to, you know, just give out to the community. And that's kind of what we're doing is, again, we're trying to push towards not just being a health and wellness area, but we're also trying to push for being a resource for our community, whether that's information or classes, what have you. We're just trying to be that one-stop shop for North Central Florida.
Well, say it's like summer or say it's after school throughout the school year. Do you have anything available for kids at that time?
So we have two organizations that are at our facility right now, two after-school programs, really actually three after-school programs. Two of them, one is Dare to Be Different and the other one is Limitless Adventures. They're after-school programs that, you know, one of them is focused on hygiene and making sure that kids understand kind of proper nutrition, things of that nature, and then just having a good time. And the other one is really a first of its kind. It's kind of a niche. Limitless Adventures is for special need, and I'm sorry if I'm saying this incorrectly, but special needs kids. Mm-hmm. It's one of the first, like, after school for special needs kids.
They need additional assistance.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So, but
they need compassionate people to help them as well.
Right. So that's, there's those two groups that are there for our after school. And again, those are two groups that we've partnered with where they rent out space from us in our facility, however, but they are still pushing the mission that we're trying to go for, which is just being a resource for the whole entire community.
So you happen to just be a building that has all of these partners come together. So that's why it's a community resource center.
Correct, correct. And, you know, that's kind of, you know, when we were trying to come up with a name, when we were transitioning, you know, we were thinking, what could we do to, you know, make this ours and just be ours? And that's when one of our boards board chairs said, you know, let's be in North Central Florida Community Center. Try to bring in multiple partners, bring in people to, you know, make this place better. Because again, like you said, we have the building. So let's put some people in here to get this place going and moving in the right direction.
So what is the address? We're going to take a quick break, but let's put the address up here.
5201 Northwest 34th Boulevard.
And what is your web address?
www.ncflcommunitycenter.org.
Nice. So it's really easy to find.
Oh, yeah.
And there's people there that can help.
Right.
We'll talk about your hours and stuff. Of course, we'll post this on our podcast page so people can see.
Gotcha.
I believe you're open every day but Sunday. Is that correct?
Correct. Correct.
Well, everybody needs a day of rest. So
right.
Same here for us, too. So, well, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back and talk more about the certain programs you have and maybe some success stories as well. Welcome back to WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm Sue Wagner here today with EJ Soft. He's from the North Central Florida Community Center, formerly known as the YMCA, located in Northwest Gainesville. And it's doing strong. It's going strong right now. It initially had some problems being under the old affiliation, but their board of directors kind of came together and created a new fabulous resource for the community. And it's open every day but Sundays.
Correct.
And you said you have a wide range of programs available. And, of course, you couldn't possibly afford staff members to teach everyone independently, but you've partnered with a lot of organizations. Are these kind of like United Way organizations and other businesses in town as well?
Yeah, so some of these partnerships and some of these organizations – nonprofit and for-profit, a lot of different things. For just want to real quick clear up the hours part.
Okay.
Monday through Friday, we're open 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. And then on Saturdays, we're open from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. So that's our hours for the facility. And then obviously closed on Sunday like Chick-fil-A. So, but No, for our programs, we have nonprofits and for-profits. Some of the different ones, we have Rad Sports. Rad Sports is it's kind of a club team, a club sports team. They mainly focus in our facility. Our area is mostly volleyball and cheerleading.
You have cheerleading too.
Oh yeah. But that's through Rad. So okay. You know. Whatever their pricing is, that's kind of their thing. And again, you know, it's just we have the space for them. We provide that space.
And you provide a safe environment.
Correct. And so we have the cheerleading squad and then the volleyball squad that is utilized there. Then we have Gladden Boxing, which is a boxing group. So Gladden, he's a well-known boxer. USA certified boxer. He teaches some after school stuff. So we have a boxing ring in our gym. Then we have Fade Fitness. Fade Fitness is, we're partnering with Fade Fitness on personal training and things of that nature. What they're offering is nutrition, nutrition plans, supplement plans, and they also do blood work as well as personal training. So that's a really cool thing. Cameron has done a phenomenal job growing that business. Cameron used to work with us when we were the YMCA separated and went and started his own thing and came back because he saw the value, he saw the worth of the facility. And so he is now the head of Fade Fitness, which they have done a phenomenal job of growing that. We also, again, as I mentioned before, we have Limitless Adventures, and then we have Dare to be Different, two after-school programs. We have tons of exercise classes.
But for all ages, right?
Oh, yeah,
senior
absolutely.
Fitness as well as young kids?
Oh, yeah. When you become a member, you have access to all the classes. We also offer insurance memberships, so through insurance, if you have a certain type of plan, your insurance could actually provide you with a membership through Silver Sneakers or another thing called Renew Active. We also have Pure Fit as well, but that's mostly through kind of the work, like the job that you have. So a lot of government jobs, to my understanding, use Pure Fit. Certain organizations allow Pure Fit. So you know, it's awesome that we have so many different opportunities for people. A lot of people that we get are Silver Sneakers just because they say, you know, hey, I have a gym membership here and I can use.
I think AARP actually helps with that as well.
You
in
know,
some capacity.
And a lot of people ask us sometimes because they're like, hey, you know, does my insurance take this? And it's like, hey, we're not insurance people. We can just check on our end to see. Mm-hmm. So a lot of those things are just like intertwined. So I know Blue Cross, Blue Shield for some of that, Medicaid.
Nice.
I know that. But AARP, maybe. You just have to check your insurance provider. But, so we have a ton of stuff going on at the facility. There's always something going. We also have Gator Swim. I forgot to mention Gator Swim. Gator Swim is a swim club in the local area. I think they're fairly familiar.
A competitive swim club?
Yeah, they're a competitive swim club. I know that some high-profile names came out of Gator Swim.
Really?
Yeah, I think like Ryan Lochte or something like that.
Yeah, quite a few in Gainesville. Thank you to the Olympics and the UF swim team, yes.
Well, and, you know, Gainesville with the Gators and everything, there's always going to be some good athletes out there. But we have we have Gator Swim. They're a swim club. They utilize our pool, and they have been awesome because they just bring new life to our pool. We do have a pool.
And it's heated, I saw.
It is heated.
Yay.
We don't heat it in the summer, though, so we're not trying to, you know. But we do have a pool.
It's heated anyway in the summer.
Yeah. But we have an outdoor pool. It's about 25 meters in length, which is half the size of an Olympic-sized pool. It's six lanes, about 12 feet deep, and 3.5 feet shallow end is our shallow.
Is 12 deep enough for diving?
Yes.
Oh,
but
nice.
We don't have a dive. We used to have a diving board, but they took that out a while ago.
It's more insurance, trust me.
That's the name of the game. With our pool, it's 12 feet deep, heated, and just a good time. We also have swim memberships as well. I forgot to throw that one in there. We do have specific memberships just for the pool. So if you and the family want to come out and just, you know, have a quick swim, it's only we do month to month on our memberships. We don't really have any locked in contracts. So if you sign up within the middle of the month, we'll prorate that. And then if you get to the end of the month and you decide that you don't like it, you could just cancel it. You just have to come in and fill out some paperwork for that. So we don't tie you down to any contracts or anything like that because, you know, we understand that life happens and you're always moving and sometimes things just get piled down and you forget about it.
So. Sounds like the place is really buzzing. So you're doing well with memberships and with people coming in to participate?
Yeah, so I used to be able to park closer to the building. Now it seems like I'm parking farther and farther away from the building.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, that's a very good thing. So the more steps I have to get in every morning to get to the building, I'm happy. But yeah, we've really grown and shot up a lot recently. And I think that's due to the fact that we've upgraded the building. Before, it was very run down, very ragged, you know, just not a place that was very, you know, nice and
inviting,
safe.
Yes.
Yeah, and very inviting either. And so, you know, when we put some time and effort into upgrading those types of things, the minute that we did that, we started seeing a lot more people. People started seeing that, oh, these guys are actually doing
it. The word gets out. Yeah. Yes, that's which is what we're trying to do for you.
And I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
So now we've said that this is on Northwest 34th Street. You said it was 5501?
5201.
5201. And the website, I know you're going to get this one.
Oh, yeah. The website is www.ncflcommunitycenter.org.
Okay, and you're open every day but Sunday, but all of that information is featured on the website, and we're going to have that on our podcast page, too.
Correct.
So, sounds like you guys are doing great. We're going to have you come back later in the year for an update on everything that's happening. So, EJ, thank you so much for sharing information about the North Central Florida Community Center.
Thank you for having me. This was awesome.
That was North Central Florida Community Center Director of Operations, EJ Soft, sharing information on membership opportunities, available programs for residents of all ages in North Central Florida, and why this is the place where community meets wellness. To listen to previous episodes of the show, go online to wuft.org/tellmeabout it or on the WUFT Media app. I'm Sue Wagner on Tell Me About It on WUFT.